Blog Talk Radio.
Joe, are you there? Joe, are you there?
Good morning.
Joe, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
We are definitely running late, and we're definitely going to have to try this again, aren't we? Definitely. Definitely. We're just going to have to cut some of this out and try this again.
Well, that's the cool thing about editing. I'm telling you, it's definitely the cool thing about editing that we're able to do that.
But right now, we're still going to use this. We're going to use this time. So how about you just introduce the show, because you're so great at that.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Flattery will get you everywhere. Hey, guys, welcome to Don't Talk About That with your host, Joe Inman, and our wonderful, beautiful host, Laura Brazil. How are you doing? Now, we have to change something here real quick here, Laura, because from our original show that we did 6 months ago, you were Evangelist Laura, but now you have been demoted to Pastor Laura. So congratulations. Demoted. Hey, I've been a pastor for several years, and so I know you've been demoted to pastor. I know, right? That was gonna go real well with folks.
Yeah, as usual, I definitely disagree with my co-host. I think that I guess we're just gonna disagree on everything but Jesus. But I really believe that it's a promotion. Anytime you're able to teach and train and deal with God's people on any level, it is a promotion, and I am so grateful that God blessed me. Honestly, I think it was a demotion for your flock, though, Joe.
And it was a demotion for my flock there, because I was working with you.
They're very unlucky people.
Yes, they are very unfortunate. God bless them. I love you, and it was just a joke. Don't, you know, rinse your clothes, throw dirt up in the air, and get all emotional, get out of shape. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Being a pastor is a high calling, and don't ever forget that. But if you can't laugh at yourself, then you might want to think about stepping out of the ministry. I'm just going to let you know now.
Definitely. You better learn how to laugh.
That's exactly it. Yep, or you're going to have some issues. Hey, you have hey, folks, you're going to be able to catch the edited version, you know, when we take out the uhs and all that neat stuff, on a brand new radio show. And Pastor Laura, why don't you tell them about this radio program, the radio station, the radio show that we're getting ready to go on.
Yes, it is called The Truth 101. The Truth 101 is a new radio station, and God has allowed the vision to come to reality. And right now, you can it's an online radio station. You can go to thetruth101.com, press listen now, and we're running all kind of music. We're running licensed music. We're running indie artists. We're really pushing independent artists because we want to help support their vision that God has given them to minister in song to the people. We have dynamic teaching, preaching. We have kids shows. We have Bible time. We have prayer time. It's just a strong evangelistic tool, which I honestly believe that this is the purpose of God's people to go out and tell people, and we're using every platform that God is making available to us. And right now, the Truth Ministry, right now you can catch the Don't Talk About That show right there on the Truth 101 with many others. We have a talk show, speak loud about domestic violence. We have, of course, we have our beloved Pastor Joe running several different shows with independent artists. He's really doing it. You can catch country gospel. You can catch what is it? R&B gospel.
Jazz, blues,
all the gospel.
Urban, contemporary.
Yes.
Getting ready to start a program here in the next, you guys are getting the first to hear this, but here in the next few weeks, I'm hoping we're going to be starting playing music from the 70s to the 90s. I'm hoping. It may just be Facebook Live for a while, but from the 70s to the 90s, it will be mainstream music, all gospel rock show. It may be just Facebook Live for a while, but it's gonna be a great show. Hey, do we have a time slot yet on Don't Talk About That? Do we have a time slot on when they can pick us up on?
We have a time. Yeah, I know. I got to pull out the schedule. You like doing that. You're like the ultimate big brother. You really are.
I am, and I like it. I like my job, man.
Loving it, aren't you? Loving it, you are. So right now, as it stands right now, Don't Talk About That. It's going to be on Tuesday at 3 p.m. and Thursday at 5 p.m.
Thursday. Awesome. All right, and also, guys, you can go over to the Facebook page. It's called Don't Talk About That. It's got Beauty and the Beast in the corner. You have to figure out which one's Beauty and which one's Beast. I know
it's definitely you're the Beast.
I'm definitely the Beast, absolutely. And we are going to you can go over there, and I'm going to say we're going to be posting some different things on there. Some's very controversial. In fact, just a few. I know we've got a short program here, Sister Laura, but I'm going to tell you there is a statement that somebody had written on there, not liking the subjects that we're talking about, and I left it on there.
Wow.
Because you know what? Here's the deal, folks. This guy. We're going to talk about religion, we're going to talk about racism, we're going to talk about homosexuality, we're going to talk about, if it's out there, guess what, we're going to talk about it. We're not going to hide nothing, we're going to be open about it, but, you know, here's the main thing, me and Pastor Laura may totally disagree on a political aspect or on other things, but when it comes to Jesus Christ the Savior, that's the one thing, 100% sure, we do agree on and we will agree on forever, I'm telling you.
Amen, amen.
And somebody made a statement, Pastor, about the subjects that we talked about, that there are guys in prison that would even talk about that. Listen, I don't know what jail he's been into, but when I was younger and I went to jail, I didn't only leave a Christian life, folks, but when I was younger and I went to jail, we talked about everything. Come on now. But so this guy wants to jump on our Facebook page and give me grief. You got that on the wrong page, Jack. But
that was a mistake. It was a
yes, because here's the deal. As far as I know, Pastor Laura, this is still America. We still have the freedom of speech for now, and we might as well enjoy it while we got it. And we're going to bring up these because I want to tell you, the things that's affecting our nation today, the things that we're going to be talking about, these things that no matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, or the Whig Party, whatever you want to call yourself, man, we're going to bring these up. But you know what? By the end of the program, we're going to be back on Jesus somehow, some way. I guarantee. Amen. So, mentioning that, I have been, you know, you called me and here the other day, and as we're getting ready, because it's been 6 months since our last program, so now we're back up. We're doing this podcast. I'm really excited. Going to the radio station, I'm really excited about. But you had brought up the subject of the Kanika Jones thing. And this has been going on since the first part of September. And I'm going to tell you what, since you've talked to me, I have watched more videos and heard more theories, ideas, beliefs, all the way from it's a different girl to there was people in the hallway. I mean, it's just really, I'm going to be honest, it's crazy what some of these guys are bringing up.
Right, but it's Kanika Jenkins, big bro. It's Kanika Jenkins.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I wrote Jenkins. Sorry.
Yeah.
Kanika Jenkins.
The Listen, this young lady has been hot news, hot topic ever since her death. It's very sad. She's only 19 years old. And there are so many theories out here surrounding her death that I really believe that people are missing the main point. I have three children. Love them. I have an older daughter. She's 25. And trust me, I do understand that sometimes kids can and do things that they think they're big and bad enough to do. But the main point is that she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
She shouldn't have been there. She shouldn't have been drinking. She definitely shouldn't have been high. And all of these kids in this hotel was around about the same age. Who rented the room to them?
Well, you see, and that's an issue because one of the people supposedly that was there was a staff member of that hotel. So my question is, if they do find out that it's foul play, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't at this point, but if they do find out it is foul play, is that person going to be held responsible for that? Is that person being held for underage drinking, if that is the factor? Is that person being held accountable for that night?
And see, that's the problem that a lot of people that they're having with this situation, and that's the reason why a lot of people feel like things are being majorly covered up. Because here's the thing, hate to say it, we all want to be business owners. We all want to have the piece of the American pie. But what happened when you are in charge? You are in charge when things are good, and you are in charge when things are poorly. This is your hotel. Now, the owner of this great hotel could have been somewhere in the Bahamas turning up. But because this happened at your facility, then guess what? You risk the chance of being sued. You risk the chance of having your facility completely closed down. You have all of this. So this is why a lot of people, the very thing that you brought up, there was a coworker, an employee that was in the room too that allowed this to happen in your facility.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like the hotel is doing major cover-ups because they don't want to take this hit, this legal hit. And because they're doing such a major cover-up, it's hard for the people to find out whether or not it was foul play, or did the child just accidentally walk into the freezer?
Well, now here on this, looking at Crowne Plaza. Now, Crowne Plaza is a multi-billion-dollar industry. This is where one of my issues with being a cover-up, I have a hard time going with. I don't believe it's a cover-up because here's why: they are a multi-billion-dollar industry. You have one person, an employee. Unless that employee is that owner's child of Crowne Plaza industry, I'm going to say they're going to sacrifice that one person and say, we are not getting sued for millions of dollars because of you. You're fired, and now you get the heat. And Crowne Plaza says, listen, we're going to give you everything we can give you and give to the police, which, by the way, is the proper way, because people are acting out on these videos and stuff. It's like, you should be handing me the videos. You should be handing Fionika Jenkins' mama the video. No. They are handing the videos over to the police, whether they want to or not. And I'm going to throw into another area here. There are so many conspiracy theories out there with this person and that person that people's going to have a hard time to get to the truth because they got to muddle through the garbage that these people are going through.
I agree completely on the thought that the conspiracy theories are causing, it's making it harder for us to get to the truth, but I disagree that this multi-billion dollar industry would cover up. Because here's the thing, right? Two, it's their responsibility to have things in place, right? And that's the reason why I said that, hey, we all want a part of the American pie. We all want to be in charge. We all want to have our own business and live large. We do. But with these things come responsibility. And the responsibility is making sure that our employees do things as they're supposed to. And
okay,
the thing about
this,
this is the reason why.
But if this employee was off the clock, why does that place, the Crown Plaza, why are they responsible for somebody who's off the clock? Now, if it's my employee, I have a multi-billion dollar. I am not losing my business over somebody that is a bellhop or even a manager. I'm not losing my multi-billion business over this person. Why and Crown Plaza's responsibility in this case is we supply a room. We don't say, okay, you can't drink in this room. We apply a room. We supply a room, and we supply a place for you to stay. They don't question everybody that comes in. That's not their job. Anything that happens in that room, I believe it's the responsibility of the person who rented the room, not
but
Crown Plaza. Where Crown Plaza comes in is you handle, I'm going to hand you all our video surveillance to the police. This is what we know. And it's like, just like everybody said, well, nobody helped her in this area. Now, understand, they have over an hour of footage. So they have multiple cameras. They have over an hour of footage because it was an hour before they even realized she was gone. Now, the friend, heck of a friend there, okay? And she's got three friends and nobody realized she's gone for an hour later out of three people. Come on now. And I'm not going to get into one of them killed because that's a foolish thing as well. But I could be wrong. I've been there before, you know, ask my wife. But, but you know, here's my duty. Crown Plaza is doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and that is hand over everything that they have. And the person that rented the room, they're the responsible party for the if it's a murder, then they're responsible for the murder. But if it's because Kanika was drunk and on drugs and she passed away as a result of that, because as of I think 14 hours ago, 17 hours ago, the report that I read is that the autopsy was inconclusive. Now, here's what I pull from that article.
Come on.
That's what they're saying.
Come on,
at
that's
this
just
point,
another word.
They're
that's
saying
just another
it's
word.
Inconclusive.
Come
you know,
on,
so what,
that's just another word for saying we don't want to tell you what happened.
No,
we
no,
don't
no,
want to
no.
say.
Is,
no, come
see,
on. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what's going to
right
what's going to talk. No, no, no. Now, here's the thing, right? Let me tell you. People believe that you stop talking after you die. You don't. Your body will tell you can dig up an old corpse right now and do a proper autopsy on a decaying body. And the body, if the organs and things like that are still in place, it will tell you what killed that person. If that child died as a result of being in the freezer, it would say that she died from hypothermia. If she died because, hey, let's just be honest about it, she was drunk. She lay
right
there and she puked and she choked on her own vomit. It's going to tell that. That body is going to say whether the child, because one of the theories is that the child was raped. She was set up by her friends and she was raped. Her body is going to say she was raped. Matter of fact, it's going to tell more because she was in a freezer. The reason why a body is froze is to preserve.
Well, now supposedly that freezer was not even being used and it was warm. So supposedly,
get out of here,
now,
dude.
That
earlier story when the mother was.
If you listen to Kanika's sister, which by the way, I have a real hard problem listening to Kanika's sister because she's yelling foul play when they first find out. They have no evidence at all, and she's yelling foul play. She's a blowhard. I'm saying it right here. because she made the statement in a later interview on video saying that when they went into that freezer, it was warm and there was a piece of ice on the floor. She went from foul play, and to the next meeting she went into adding to that foul play, she has no proof from the minute they found out she passed, the young girl, her sister passed away.
She was emotional because leading up, listen, the child, listen, I was screaming foul play too. I'm just going to be honest with you. I was screaming foul play too because when they figured out the child was missing, nobody called mommy. Nobody did anything. What they did was they took her mother's car, parked her mother's car in the driveway and left it.
You know, think about it. You got a bunch of 19-year-old kids that's scared to get in trouble. That's not foul
but
play. That's
it
your backside not to get grounded.
These 19-year-olds today, you can't compare them to us when we were younger. These 19-year-olds today will kill you, will stick your body somewhere, and think that they're big and bad enough to get away
now,
with
it. Now, wait a minute. How can we do that? We don't know these 19-year-old kids. We have no idea. Here's what we know about these 19-year-old kids.
You're right.
What we like to do at 19, the same thing.
So they're doing exactly
no matter what year, what decade, because you're so much younger than I am.
Listen, I'm gonna double that on the recording to make sure that you hear him say that twice.
Yeah, I figured that. But because you are younger than I am, you grew up as a teenager in a different decade than I did, and it doesn't matter at 19 if we're not serving God, we're doing our own thing. We have one thing in mind, we're partying, we're doing our own thing. These kids in 2016 are doing the exact same thing. You know what? Whether you're a decade of the 80s or the 90s, you still had teenagers that killed adults. Look it up, or killed other friends, or people they said that were friends. But on this one, when those kids put that car back in, they didn't call. They knew, you know what? Here's what they knew. Tamika is missing. Crap, we're in trouble. And sorry, guys, I said the C word. But we'll edit that out. But, we're in trouble. And so we're going to put the car here, and, you know, as far as we know, they make up this lie, and, hey, as far as we know, she went out, she left us there. You know, absolutely, that's what kids are going to do. Throwing in that, hey, her friends murdered her, which we may find out tomorrow or in a few days, and we may have to revisit this, and I'm going to eat crow. But I don't believe the friends did this. I think we have a very lousy incident that happened, and my concern is for this family is more than whether they get a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, which I think you're going to end up looking at, I understand the logic behind that. But what happened to this girl? Now, that autopsy, that come up inconclusive, they should be redoing it, looking deeper in. There's more work that needs to be done in that autopsy, and they just scratched the surface. Now, here's the one thing. If she was raped, that autopsy would say it. You're absolutely right. They didn't bring that out. Now, whether they're hiding that fact or she was actually raped, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you've got so many conspiracy theories, it's almost scary to bring one out.
Real quick, you just brought up a valid point. At 19, we wanted to party. We wanted to, it doesn't matter what era, whether it was our parents, whether it was us, we wanted to party. What 19-year-old leaves the party?
Well, that depends. Are you inebriated enough? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, have you ever been inebriated enough? I know this doesn't sound very pastoral, but have you ever been drunk enough? You just passed out in the middle of the yard, not even knowing where you're going? Does it happen all the time? So could she be not going to pass you? That's what you're doing.
The yard.
What about the party going on?
Hey, I think that we're out of time here. We're gonna do a part two to this.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna
get more info.
Definitely.
Hey guys, we want to thank you for tuning in. Check us out on Truth 101 on thetruth101.com and Tuesdays at 3 PM, Thursdays at 5 PM. Pastor Laura, we will be talking to you soon. God bless. We love you.